But then we were talking about potatoes. I can't even remember how.
I was telling a story about the ghost shit.
Yeah, but I can't remember how she sounded now.
Oh, she's like,
oh, so, she hit a bit. No, I don't know.
Oh, she hit the bit. Every time. No, she's like Southern.
I can't remember.
You can't do it. So I was telling Mike about a story where the other night I had a ghost shit.
Okay.
Where like I thought
he shit a ghost.
I thought I was like I had to shit, right?
Or so ghost shit on him.
I prepared and went in there, got ready to go. I'm going on. And all of a sudden, like I felt it, you know, it was crowning. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, here it comes, right? And it was just a fart. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. A ghost shit. I wasted some poopery. All of a sudden, a turd. I was like, oh, he snuck up on me. And then I was like, oh, it's like I know those bitches from that MTV show. So, I shit a baby. And that's when we started doing it.
I shit a baby.
Okay.
I had to hear it.
Yeah, because there was that episode of Tosh.0 where he did that. He made fun of them.
Yeah.
And there was that clip where she's like, I thought I just had a poop and then a baby was there. I shit a baby. And it made me laugh. And I thought of that because I was like, oh, it's just a ghost shit. Like, that's fine, whatever. And then a turd.
Yeah. Okay.
And the other shoe dropped, as they say.
Yeah.
You know what they also say? Comes naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to this episode, everybody. I'm drunk. Mm-hmm. And I'm high.
This week's episode.
My mouth is still gummed up from that fucking cocoa nonsense that we had.
Oh, is it that good?
Oh my god, I'm done with it. I finished it before we got here.
No, I know. I walked in, and after a few minutes, I asked Mike. I was like, "Where are your guys' drinks?" Because I didn't even see them in the trash can.
Joke's on you. We didn't even get any. We just went through the drive-thru.
I saw him take one. One. Nope. Didn't see the rest. I just saw the
no,
one.
No, we made him think it was. Be like, hey, can you give us dirty water? Our friend back in line thinks we're buying a coffee. And she gave us a cup of dirty water.
Oh, it's fine.
Which is weird because it looked and tastes just like coffee.
For some reason, my card wouldn't run. Like, they were trying to get it on the outside there.
Because it didn't have any legs.
So fucking stupid. I hate you so much right now.
Yeah, because you love that joke.
I do.
Yeah. And then when I finally got up there to the window, they were able to take my card. They have to punch it in by hand.
Did you notice there's 9,000 of them working there right now?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, I was like, this building's not even big enough to hold all you people.
They were popping.
Are they literally just handing, like, cups... like this, like hand to hand, like everyone has a station, but every three people in between don't work at a station. They're just handing cups to the other people.
That's what it felt like.
Jesus, I was like, "What the fuck, man?"
Yeah, one of them pops around the corner and just waves, and I'm like, "Hi."
We pull up, and there's like 19 people at the window.
Yeah,
and then the one girl goes, "Oh yeah, so and so will help you out here." And we're like, "I don't know who the fuck that is."
Right?
Is that her?
You have two on the outside already.
Yeah, I was like,
now you have like a five or six on the inside.
Yeah.
Each one
girl's gonna throw one bean into the fucking grinder. I was like, there's a more efficient way of doing that. It's called a scoop.
Well, they pay them all $2 an hour. That's why.
It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, smart.
Fuck them, right?
Dumb high
school
kids.
Don't, though, because you'll get sued.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely high school kids. So
yeah.
Don't
well, also, you can't fuck your workforce. Kids.
Like,
it's actually illegal to do it.
Hmm.
Yeah. Fucking 60s were a wild time.
Hmm.
I remember those days. From Mad Men, because I watched that show. And that's how I learned about history.
Okay. Anyway.
Don Draper fucked everything with legs.
Oh, yeah, he did. It was Don Draper. He could.
Yeah, man. Fucking John Hamm. He would make an amazing archer.
Yes, he would.
That poster is spot on.
Mm-hmm.
Henry Cavill is Barry.
Yeah.
You can see John Hamm as fucking archer.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah, man. Just getting sauce all the time, shooting motherfuckers, complaining about his
tinnitus. And he's hilarious, too.
He is hilarious. That's the thing, man. He is a funny dude. Speaking of funny dudes, Jack Ryan came out. That was a terrible transition.
That was a terrible segue.
But John Krasinski's really funny.
Yeah.
He's amazing in Leatherheads, right, Mike? I keep telling Mike this. He doesn't want to believe me.
John Krasinski. Leatherheads.
Leatherheads, John.
Krasinski, like how mad Mike got at us because he, for some reason, thought we didn't know that Jack Ryan or that John Krasinski was amazing because of Jack, like, because we watched Jack Ryan, like, he was amazing.
Like, oh my god, I didn't know.
Oh, I never noticed he was so awesome. And then Mike's like,
right?
Fuck you, I've said this for years.
Leatherheads,
bitches were like, what? Why is he so mad all of a sudden?
Which is weird, because, like, Leatherheads, not that great, but I really wanted to go with Leatherheads.
I mean, Leatherheads is a decentish movie.
It probably didn't help that I was sitting there, you know. Yeah, damn GIFs, pronounced with a J.
Yeah, that
that's not how you do that.
It is actually how you do that.
Nope.
Exactly how you do
that. Just because someone creates something doesn't give them the fucking right to change how the alphabet works. Fuck off forever.
That's not how the alphabet works.
Yeah,
how do you spell giant?
The G.
GIF, giant. Do you notice anything there?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how it goes,
fuck
man.
Fuck yourself forever. It's a goddamn GIF.
I told you to go fuck yourself forever.
Oh, he's so mad. Plus, it's an acronym. You're not actually supposed to pronounce the acronyms.
Yeah.
You're supposed to just say GIF?
Or I'd be okay with people saying GIF before I'm okay with people saying GIF.
Say that real fast. GIF, GIF, GIF.
What are you even? You having a stroke? Oh, fuck yourself.
He's just trying to get you so much.
You're strokey self. You cunt.
Like, so mad.
I'm all right, actually.
We wouldn't have this issue if we were all Japanese.
Jesus Christ.
No, it's because they don't have phonetics in their alphabet.
They? What do you mean by they?
Japanese people.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Again with the Japanese people.
They don't have phonetics. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Oh, my God. Stop saying they're worse than us because they don't have that. It's rude.
I don't think he knows what phonetics are.
Anyway.
It's true. Japanese language doesn't have phonetics.
Oh, there you go. It's talking shit about Japanese again.
I'm not going to learn Japanese all of a sudden. I'm just saying.
It's actually not that hard to learn.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do it.
Says the guy who doesn't know how to speak Japanese.
I used to know a bunch
Challenge
of words.
Accepted. That's what Joe was about to say.
Yeah. Okay. He's all Rosetta Stone, bitch.
Actually, no. It's an app called Memrise. It's really...
See, there you go. Learn Japanese. Prove him wrong.
It's been such a long time since I've learned any of this stuff.
A guy I work with named Daniel. Name drop. Don't worry. I don't think he listens to the show, but it's fine. He put his Siri in Chinese, I think, or Japanese. One every fucking time. I can't do that. Pushy bitch. Anyways, he put
it's
his digital phone assistant in. I think it's in Japanese.
Okay.
And so he'll ask her something, and then she'll respond strictly in Japanese. And like, and it prints it out in Japanese. And I'm like, do you know how to read or speak Japanese? He's like, no, I know how to spell. I know how to say hamburger. I was like, the fuck good is that? He goes, I don't ever use it.
And
say see hamburger. That, but that would be a good way to like, if you're actively learning it, it'd probably be a good way to continue learning it outside of just like an app. Or
but he's not learning it. He literally did it just because he never uses it. And he thinks it's funny.
Yeah, that's
so you'll hear him say, hey, this lady's name. Yeah, that's right. Mouthy bitch. And it asked her something, and she spouts it off in Japanese, and I'm like, fuck, did she say this? I don't know, I don't speak Japanese. I'm like, god damn it, Daniel. So dumb.
Yeah,
he does shit like that all the time.
That is pretty dumb.
He pronounces stuff in infuriating ways that just make me mad. Like, I'm playing Destiny, he sees a guy running around with a sword on his back, he goes, oh, the guy's got an S-word.
Take S-words for 500. Swords for $500. That's S-words.
And then like he's like, yeah, you know, we got those flaming O's. And I was like, what? He's like, you know, flaming O's. And he shows him his computer and it's a background of just flamingos. I was like, fuck this fucking guy. I'm going to murder him.
Flamingos.
Sounds like you need to marry him.
No.
Sounds flamingos. Like
no, it's so infuriating.
Yeah, because it's your type of funny.
It can be very funny.
It is.
But
your
you're trying
type
to have a
funny.
Conversation with him. And he says shit like this. You're like, fuck Daniel, stop it.
You had to try and have a conversation with you sometimes?
Yeah, all the time. I'm not with other people all the time. I do have to lose arguments with myself. I mean, someone's got to lose an argument.
This flaming O's is exactly something that you would say.
Did I ever tell you about the Flowers story?
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably did I tell you not. That story, Mike? One of the first times I was hanging out with Crystal's family, right? I don't need to remember Nate, who used to work at Geek Squad way back in the day. Actually, he worked with you the first time you were in Geek Squad.
I remember Nate. Yeah.
Nate was married to Crystal's sister Nellie.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
At the time they were just dating. Anyways, so we went down because Crystal was having an art thing down at the arts thing every beginning of the month, you know, first Fridays, and so we're walking around, and Nate looks over this building, and goes, "The fuck are Flowers?" And I was like, what? He goes, Flowers. I was like, I'm looking around, and I see this big sign that says Flowers. And I was like, fuck is he talking about? He's like, what is this building that sells flowers? And I was like, Nate, you mean flowers? He goes, oh, shit. And I was like, were you thinking there's a thing called flowers? He goes, yeah. I'm like a faucet or a hose? He goes, yeah, the thing where the water comes out of it, it's got to flow out of it. Yeah, a faucet. It's called a faucet or a spigot, I'm pretty sure. He goes, oh, shit. Don't tell anybody.
Ah, shit.
So, don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
So it's just like him and me. It's me. It was myself, Nate, and I want to say it was Dane, one of Crystal's brothers. And I was like, Dane, did you hear this fucking guy? He goes, what? He's like, he thought that said flowers. And he looks at it and goes, I can see that, but it's definitely flowers. Flowers aren't a thing, right? Nathan looks like, you fucking told him? I was like, I'm telling everybody. I stopped everyone. You know, I was like, hey,
I've done that before, though.
Well, you see a word and it's like something different.
Yeah, and it's like a word you know, but like I've done it when I'm like tired mm-hmm. or something. And I'm like, what the fuck? I can't remember what I've done it like more than once. I've done it at least twice. I remember exactly where I was, but I don't remember the word. But I remember reading it and being like, I don't know what the fuck this means. And then it'll finally dawn on me that I'm just fucking
pronouncing
the wrong parts and the wrong. I was like, oh, I'm a big fucking piece of shit. I can't.
I'll do that when I'm. I know when I'm like, especially at restaurants when I'm saying something. I'm like, y'all get the spaghetti. I don't know why I said it that way. I'm an idiot. I'll get the noodles with the red sauce and the big chunks of meat in it.
Have you ever ordered a gnocchi at a restaurant?
Gnocchi?
Yeah.
Gnocchi?
Yeah.
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 Did you pronounce it like that?
No, I pronounced it with the GN.
Oh.
I was like, I don't know. I was like, I want this. And like I pointed to it.
Gnocchi?
Like a fucking little kid that doesn't know. I want this one. And I like tried to say it. And like, I had no idea what it was. It just looked good. I was like, hey, I want this. And then like, I tried to say it. And then the waitress said it. I was like, yeah, or that. I mean, either way, surprise me.
I don't speak Italian.
I've done that over at La Santissima. Take the Chervernevraharo Bureau.
Yes, I will take this and four of those. Thank you.
So funny.
Can I get the Bians in Ris?
Jason one time enunciated Bolognese.
Bolognese?
Yeah. But like he.
Bolognese, like you said.
But he was. No, but he was like Bolognese. Like.
Like some really fucked up way.
Yeah, like you, but because like that's a dumb fucking word. There shouldn't be a G in the middle of it. You know what I mean?
There shouldn't be a lot of letters in that word.
But he's all like
those not silent G's, those invisible G's in soldier.
But he said it.
He spelled soldier with invisible G's. Gotcha.
And he was all like, Mike, what's? And he said it, and I was like, what? And he said it again. I was like, I have no fucking idea what you're talking about. He's like, this. I was like, oh, you piece of shit. And then not realizing, like, I had fucked that up many times before, but I just want to project all my stupidity on other people. That's how I deal with myself.
You're like, yeah, Jason, you're a fucking moron.
You fucking idiot. I've never done that before.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, anyways, Jack Ryan came out.
You know who's good? Jack Ryan. John Krasinski. Let me tell you about Leatherheads.
Leatherheads is a movie that came out. Sorry, go ahead.
There's no bologna there.
No Bologna really in that one.
No Bologna.
That's
there.
When Renee Zellweger still looked like Renee Zellweger. Now she looks like some other bitch.
Now she looks like a different. She's like an Renee Zellweger raised. 2.7.
Anyway.
Anyhow. Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan on the Amazon streaming service, Amazon Prime.
If you haven't at least watched the first episode yet, go and watch it now. Pause this. Come back later. I think we'll be all
always
okay
come back
with
later.
It.
Yeah, we'll wait. Hold on. All right, welcome back.
And
hope
how
you enjoyed
the first
it.
Episode?
We know you liked it. Don't fucking lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Like after the first trailer, I was like, okay. I can see what you're doing. I like what I'm seeing. Saw a second trailer. I was like, oh, it was like the first trailer's more characters. So, okay, I'm good. And like Amazon, they're like super slow to release stuff, like it seems.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's because they Netflix was like, hey, in like 2 weeks, this is out.
Yeah.
And like 900 things come out in a month. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Amazon is obviously, they don't pump out nearly as much content, like original content.
No, plus they were going a different route. Yeah, they didn't do this with Jack Ryan, which yeah, is weird. They kind of like had the first, I think they had like the script and they're like, this is fantastic. We'll greenlit two seasons.
One season, then two seasons.
Yeah. But for them, it was mostly like, we'll make one episode.
Yeah, they do their pilot season.
See how it goes. If everybody likes it, then we'll greenlit what people like. Which apparently they stopped doing now. They don't do it anymore.
I think it's too expensive.
It could be.
Well,
but I mean, how many times do shows do a pilot to show around to different studios?
Yeah, but everything gets a pilot. I like the idea of showing the pilots
to us.
Yeah,
like because a lot of times we don't get to see it. Like that was a cool idea. The problem is it's because
there's
so
like 100 pilots you've heard about.
Yeah,
you know, like comedians like, oh, I shot this pilot, but it never went anywhere. Yeah, like, fuck that.
I did three
awesome.
Pilots last season. I'm like, yeah. What? How the fuck do you do three shows?
Yeah,
but like with them, the what I mean by expensive is you do the pilots. They're obviously not that expensive because usually you cut costs on it.
Yeah,
but it's you wait so long, show them off, and then have to bring everyone back if it gets chosen. Like those actors are probably going on. They're not waiting to do the next Amazon show.
Well,
you know
that's
what I mean?
the case with New Girl. That was like the biggest. New Girl took so long to get picked up, it lost Damon Wayans Jr.
Yeah.
Mm. But that's what I'm saying is like, A, that's probably why they went away from that model.
Yeah.
And why it takes so long. It took so long for them to come out with shows, you know, because they would do the whole pilot thing. People would vote and blah, blah, blah. And then they would be like, okay, let's pick up you, and you, and you. Bring everybody back in, get all the scripts done, and yada, yada, yada. Where Netflix, like you're saying, is literally just like, yeah, we finished it all. Here it is. Comes out now.
Yeah, it's, you know, like, and because they do pilots and stuff, but a lot of times they're like, show us what you got.
Mm-hmm.
And then they show them, like, what little bit they have, or even just like, hey, this is a script of what we have. And some poor fucking schlub has to read through it and then probably report back to the decision makers. And they're like, yeah, let's just do one season of it.
Yeah.
You know? And obviously they have the money to fucking do that. And Amazon has money, too, but it's not that portion of it. Like, the rest of the business. They don't have the luxury of having just that that being just the service they have. They have a whole lot more going on in their world. There's people like, oh, when did... And like, you guys don't understand how business works. The fact that they own way too many things. And so when they do make billions of dollars in a day...
They are the second trillion-dollar company.
It's true. It goes towards... It's like people like, oh, fucking dude's so rich. I'm like, he has a... really big company to run with all that money he's making. He doesn't just get to keep all of it. He's
People
not Scrooge McDuck in
that,
it.
He owns Blue Origin as well.
Yeah. He has tons of money, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, he's not just taking all those trillions of dollars they're making and just fucking sitting on top of it. He's using it to diversify the companies that he owns.
Yeah.
But anyhow, so I was super excited about it because I like John Krasinski, other than the fact that he was in the Spectacular Leatherheads.
And you hate The Office, though, which is weird that you... Okay, either way. But you don't like The Office, which is kind of where everyone fell in love with him. Like, obviously, being realistic, no one give a fuck about Leatherheads, except for me.
Yeah.
But, like, he had a couple shitty movies while he was doing The Office.
Of course.
And then after that...
License to Wed, is that the one he did with Mandy Moore?
Yeah, and Robin Williams.
Yeah. Movie's fucking terrible.
It's real bad.
Super like bad. Like, Ron Williams, one of his worst movies ever.
There's like two really good laughs, and that's it.
Yeah. Damn, that was powerful, bro.
But,
oh, sorry. Really? Yeah, you smell that?
Yeah, I don't enjoy it.
But he didn't really do much after that except for the Benghazi. What was that one?
The 13 Hours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's that? And then...
Yeah, it was him, 13 Hours, wasn't it?
That's how he got this role.
Yeah. Because he kind of proved he can
do the action.
That was a good, yeah, it was a good role for him.
Yeah. It's basically like an origin of Jack Ryan anyways.
Yeah.
And then...
Less a helicopter crash.
The newest one, Quiet Place.
Quiet Place.
Quiet Place.
Quiet Place kind of blew up, but all this was done before Quiet Place was even made, right?
Yeah, because he worked on this, did Quiet Place, and then did promos for Quiet Place was this was getting all put together. Because again, we don't get to see a lot of the press junkets, which is fucking super weird that it even happens for stuff like this. Unless it goes into like a second or third season when it starts being big, like Stranger Things. You never saw any of that stuff until after the fact that it was like a super blown out crazy hit.
Yeah.
Then you start seeing, oh, press junket stuff. You're like, how the fuck are you not trying to like
promote
this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the one thing I'll say that I do like about Hulu versus a lot of the streaming services is the extras that they have.
Where you can just watch it right then and there.
You can watch extras for that stuff. Like there's...
And HBO like, does the same
yeah,
thing.
Like behind, on the like, streaming service,
yeah. Yeah, you watch this episode. Would you like to watch how it was made?
Yeah, right and now? It's super fucking cool.
Yeah.
And you can go back and watch them whenever you want.
Yeah.
But like, that shit's got to exist everywhere else. They just don't not make behind the scenes stuff, right?
Yeah, and the Hulu one, I watched a couple of them, or at least one, I think it was, for Castle Rock.
Yeah.
And they're not long things. It's not like I'm going to watch a half-hour movie and then watch a half-hour explanation of that, you know, episode. No, it's literally like 6 minutes. It's the directors and stuff going through of like, this is what we thought, blah, blah, blah,
this is how we got here. This is what we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. This is
where we are in the story, and done.
By the way, speaking of, not a spoiler alert for if you guys are watching Castle Rock, apparently today's episode, which I haven't watched yet, because I'm 2 weeks behind.
What? How are you two weeks behind?
Destiny 2 got in the way.
Catch that shit up.
Yeah, I'm going to. Anyways.
Because it gets fucked up.
Guess what they mentioned today?
It better not be this series finale.
It's not. No, they mentioned another Stephen King property. They link it to another Stephen King property.
Well, they you know, elbow salt that in there.
Yeah. But this one apparently is pretty blatant.
Oh.
And it's a very large property.
It?
Oh, go bigger, sir.
Go bigger. The biggest one that he does is the Gunslinger series.
Yep.
So this links to the Gunslinger
some series? Fucking how in today's episode, they link. I saw an article and I was like, I'm not reading it. I'm not reading it at all.
Is it up yet? I'm done.
It Let's is. Go. It was up this morning.
Okay, I'm done with the Wednesday, podcast. Let's go.
Man, fuck yourself. We haven't talked about Jack Ryan yet.
Yeah, but...
I got things to do. I got stuff Gunslinger. To go. Yeah, man. Dark Tower is mentioned somehow. Linked. Not like...
I believe it. Because totally
there's like
it.
Shit like in the credits, you know, like in the opening credits with like...
Right, but I'm not even blah, talking blah, blah, about blah. Like that. I'm literally talking about like the sheriff from, you know, from the old guy that... God damn it, you're 2 episodes fucking behind. Can't say shit.
You can, it's fine.
No, I'm not going to say it. But that sheriff is, because I'm spacing out on his name right now. I'm even spacing out on the actor's name right now.
It's fine, don't worry about it.
He's from other Stephen King books. Yeah. He's appeared in other books and stories and whatnot, such as...
that's the one.
The Dead Zone.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, there's
definitely things in there. Obviously, Shawshank Prison is from the Shawshank Redemption. God damn it, I can't even remember all of the little things here and there. Anyway.
But I think we find out his name.
Oh, you think we find his name?
Yeah, and I think that's the link.
Oh, you don't think he's like
Walter
or something?
I do.
No.
I believe he is.
No. To me, there has to be a reason why they casted Bill Skarsgård.
Well, it's theorized that
as it and
the boy
and the boy.
It's theorized that Bob Gray was originally Walter's presence, the man in black, Walter's presence, and then he was used by it later on.
Oh, so the theory is that it's just that image that both of them are taking on.
Exactly. Because he's supposed to be someone in that world. You know what I mean? Like, he enters that world as somebody else to influence people and do things. And the theory is that's who he is. It comes out that he basically... that's what I'm thinking. I don't know. I'm going with all the stuff I do know up until the last 2 weeks.
Well, from what you're saying, it doesn't... There's nothing that are in the past 2 weeks episodes that would contradict that at all.
Well, good.
Because
of things. Stuff happens.
Anyway, Jack Ryan is an amazing show on Amazon.
So mad.
Yeah, because you're 2 episodes behind and it's so hard not to...
Technically, I'm 3 episodes behind.
Well...
Because I haven't watched it.
Anyway, so Jack Ryan is a really good show on Amazon Prime.
How many episodes of Jack Ryan is
8.
8 episodes.
And then it's all out?
Unfortunately, only 8 episodes.
Fuck that shit.
An hour?
Yes.
Roughly.
Roughly an hour. The first one was like an hour and 4 minutes. The rest of them were right around 45.
The close standard.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a phenomenal What?
It's super well paced.
Super well paced.
The action's fantastic. The acting's amazing. The story is fantastic. The characters are phenomenal. Like, and it's the thing where in this, like, you don't feel like anyone's safe. Like, there's a couple times where, like, so I know the show's called Jack Ryan, but I'm pretty sure he's about to die.
Definitely. Yeah.
Like, I was like literally skin of his teeth. Skin of his teeth several times, which is weird because so, you're not supposed to have skin on your teeth, but like he does.
So let me ask you this.
Good thing.
John Krasinski.
Yep.
Chris Pine.
Yep.
Alec Baldwin.
Yep.
Harrison Ford.
Yep.
Ben Affleck.
Yep.
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
John Krasinski.
Word?
Yeah. So this is still younger Jack Ryan. So he's at the beginning of this.
Shit out.
Yes.
In the beginning of this, Chris Pine. So it is that Chris Pine-ish, that one.
Yeah.
The Shadow Recruit is the movie we're talking about.
Underrated movie, by the way.
Super underrated movie. It's really good. Yeah. It's not great.
It wasn't a big action
movie.
You know, it was more of a thinker
kind
of
movie. Like, and that's what this is. Suspense. There's a lot to it, but the action is there to like subsidize what you're like. But it's like I said to him through text messages, it's a fucked up roller coaster because like you get this momentum of, oh, it's drama, and then all of a sudden action hits, and you're like, oh, fuck. And then it's like Jack Ryan at dinner. You're like, don't fucking do this to me, man.
Right?
You had my heart pumping, then you had me think about shit, heart pumping again, dinner time. I was like, you're all dick bags.
And even that is not like a place to calm down because you're sitting there like, don't fuck up.
Yep.
Because that's your future wife right there, man.
Spoiler alert, that's his wife.
That is his future wife.
Yeah. She's a doctor.
But even in scenes like that where she stays over for one of the first times, he gets up in the middle of the night, and at first he lies to her about why he gets up in the middle of the night.
And he tells her the truth.
And I'm just sitting there going, please don't be that guy. That stereotypical, no, everything's all is okay. Just go back to bed. And she goes back to bed, and now he suffers in quiet.
Silence, yeah.
And he
like you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Like a man.
But he tells her, like, and I'm like, thanks.
Completely depressed man. God,
that this is not.
He's not allowed to own guns.
Going that way. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, the thing is, I was thinking the same thing as, like, it's happening. I was like, dude, just let her in, bro.
Yeah, right?
Just let her in.
Just do it. Just come on, man.
And then he gives her that little bit, and then he explains it, and I was like, you shouldn't let her in, because now I feel depressed. Like, I don't know how she's feeling.
Oh, shit. I know now that this whole thing, like, I saw those flashbacks, but I didn't know that.
And that's the thing, is, like, they do a really good job of telling his story in, of obviously, a very modern environment. He's not fucking Vietnam-type time. But, like, they give you these snippets, and like, you know, there's a terrible accident. You see the scars, and they talk about the recovery and all this stuff like that. And then when he finally tells the story, it is a fucking gut punch.
Yeah.
It is end of Avengers Infinity War punch. You're like, I don't feel right the fuck at all. Like, and the fucked up part is, like, he did this. I think like a test for her to, like, hey, like, just so you know how fucked up this area is, you think it's pretty solid, and you think that I like lying, but this is fucking rough. And then, like, the fucking scars, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the first time you see him when he gets out of bed that one time, and I was like, oh, damn.
Right?
Is he, like, the $1 million man, or, like, $1 billion man, whatever the equivalent would be nowadays? $1 trillion man? I don't know what the fucking, what it would be now. Definitely not $1 million man. That's just, like, someone's braces.
No, he's like Rambo. That's the, like, those types of scars all over the place, and you're sitting there going, like, what the fuck? But at the end of that scene, you know, he's told her the story. She's like, you know, thank you for telling me this, and he's going back, or she's going back to bed, or whichever.
He's
going to
go take a shower.
He's going to go take a shower, and he goes, eh, you should hear my lies, my cover stories for him, and walks away. And it was like,
and even her line about the scars are badass.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you should hear about the stories how I got the scars. And I was like, I want to hear them.
Yeah.
Because they can't be nearly as fucking depressing as this story you just told us.
Right?
You fucking, you Band-Aid man. How the hell are you still working?
But the sad part is there, I texted you this, that I felt that way towards the beginning for the bad guy as well. That they're laying out the reason why.
The reason you think why
that, you know, his village gets attacked when he's young, and his brother gets horrible leg burns and he gets horrible hand burns, and you're like, that's so fucking depressing. His mom is dead. Yeah, and it's so fucking depressing. They keep jumping back and forth, and you see this bond that he has with his brother because he's the only family that he has.
And it's like America, where you get a foster family.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things where, like, well, survive or don't.
Yeah. But then they bring it forward, which is what I wasn't expecting, is for them to bring that their story forward.
Yeah.
Any more than just that, because you could sit there. Most of these types of movies would be like, this is why they hate America. Yep. This is why they do all of this. And instead, they keep showing you different sections of these guys' lives and how they've kind of accepted that just happened. You know, it fucking sucks, but they're trying to live their lives out now in France.
Yep.
Where they are, one of them's trying to get jobs in banking while working at a falafel shop, and the brother is kind of a delinquent.
Yep.
But
smoking
nothing,
weeds and carrying guns.
Yeah, smoking guns. Weed, and, but nothing real bad. And then, you know, the one, the brother almost gets caught for weed possession. But the main bad guy, you know, prevents him from going to jail by going to jail himself.
Yeah.
And the pistol. Yeah. Right. I forgot about the pistol.
That's what would have been a real bad thing.
Yeah.
So he punches a fucking cop.
Yeah. And then it's that prison imprisonment that's where everything comes from, but they don't even really explain that.
Yeah. They just, that's the thing.
He just comes out of prison radicalized, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even his brother, who goes along with him and becomes an assassin, essentially, is at that point in time like, this isn't you, man. Like, this is weird.
Yeah. Because you can see his brother started to change his life after his brother went to prison. Mm-hmm. He's like, I gotta not do the bad things that essentially made him go to prison. But the thing is, like, you even get the sense, like, they're going to give you this big thing of why he's going after the president, other than the fact that he's the president of the United States.
Right.
Because they linked that doctor to him.
Right.
And you're like, oh, he knows that they were friends, and, like, this is the reason he went after him, blah, blah, blah. So I'm thinking, like, oh, is the president the guy who gave the order for the bombing, and he knows right. that? They never fucking explain it.
No.
So you don't know if it's...
Was there some was personal that aspect the to it?
Yeah, like, in prison, he found this out, and so that's he formulated his plan, or... It just happens to be his life sucked because of what happened to him, which is terrible to happen to anybody. And whatever he learned and found out in prison and was brainwashed with just made that the pinpoint. Like, oh, America's the worst because of this. I'm going to become this fucking terrible terrorist.
Yeah.
And it's not just like blowing up bombs. That's the thing.
No.
That, like, about this dude that's like, he's not like the atypical, oh, I'm going to blow up buildings and kill people. Like, he's terrifyingly smart about it.
Yeah, The plans that he goes through are very simplistic and ingenious at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about you. There were a couple of them where I'm like, I figured it out, like, before they figure it out on screen. But
yeah.
There's other ones where you're like, why are they showing this priest being stabbed in the stomach?
Exactly.
Like, I don't get this.
Yeah, like, when they reveal, like, why, I was like, oh, shit.
Right? Yeah. And then it's not until they're literally taking the bombs inside that's like, oh, that's why.
And then you find out, like, oh, there was this, you know, it's not just.
But then they start leading you down a different path with the whole Ebola thing. And you're like, oh, it's going to be that. And, you know, and then the whole thing with the hostages, you suddenly realize, I don't want to spoil everything for Mike. I'm trying not to.
No, I'm good. Go for it.
No?
He'll forget about it.
Yeah.
It's just that you end up finding out that there's American hostages there. That's what he's talking about. At this guy's, at the Suleiman? Suleiman. That's his name.
That he
Suleiman.
Basically takes. So this other warlord kidnaps 17, no, 12. It's 12, right?
It's like 12.
It's, yeah, it's yeah. 12 because the kid went in 13. So 12 doctors from Doctors Without Borders. And you don't know why. Like, that was never explained. That happens all the time, obviously. I think really is the thing. And Suleiman goes to buy guns and stuff from him. And then you're like, but he comes with a really big force.
Yeah.
Which seemed really weird. And they all have guns. And I was like, do you really need more guns? He's like, this. And then, like, he's like, I want them. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I was like, oh, the doctors must, one of them must know about how to, like, weaponize
Ebola.
Ebola, right? So I'm like, okay, that's why they're here. And then beats the shit out of Warlord.
Yeah.
And is about to kill him. Or he doesn't even beat the shit out of him. He basically pulls the gun on him. And like he's like, all right. And then he's like paying his men.
Because the Warlord's men have not been paid.
Yeah. Months. So he starts paying the men and says, I know your men haven't been paid. And then he makes a crack about the dude's wife.
Yeah.
Leaving him. And Solomon's like, oh, okay. Well, he's yours. And he gives all the men the ability to, they beat the fuck out of him. Break ribs, break his arm in like three places. Nice. Fuck his face up. It's bad news. Then he throws him in with the fucking doctors when he gets back to his little compound. He throws him in there with them. And I think he was thinking they're going to kill him.
Yeah.
But one of the doctors wants to actually help him. And the other doctor's like, fuck this guy. He's like, he's the reason we're here. He's like, yeah, but we have ethics. We have to help people. And best part is they do that. And he talks to Solomon about getting medicine for them because they're malnutrition. They're dehydrated, all these things. One of them's pregnant. So he does, okay, here's all your pills. You give me a list. Here it is. And so he's going to start giving this dude like painkillers and stuff because he's fucking terrible pain. He can't fucking sleep. His face looks like he got run over by a pack of bees. And so Rainbow Six comes swooping in to save him at one point, which I thought was going to be fucking a ridiculous gunfight.
Yeah, right?
Nah, they don't even flick the tip. They just like flick past it so you feel the breeze of the flick. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, shit. But then they're pulling him out and they're like, well, this guy, he's like,
I'm not going to lie, that scene right there, I was literally sitting on the edge of my couch, like, just like, oh my God,
this go down is the tunnel.
Going to be a fucking, like, either, you know, one of the most badass stealth, just go in and eliminate everybody in this compound, or it's going to be a fucking firefight.
Yeah, dude.
And like you said, nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, man. I was like, yo, what? Yeah. I was like, I'm ready for some fucking Zero Dark 30 shit, you know, coming in fucking hot. Because they were ready. Like, they're getting ready to blow doors off. Like, they're in. And, like, they got everybody's got assault rifles. They are geared up to the fucking floor. Like, they got everything. They got those crazy multiple camera fucking headsets, you know, like they look
for
like
night vision. Yeah,
fucking Sam Fisher's jealous because they got 95 lenses on their faces. I was like, these kids are surgically ready to fuck some people up.
Nice.
Not a goddamn only person to get shot. Guess who it was? The fucking dude who's all beat up, the terrorist guy. They fucking let a bullet through his face and he's like, fuck it, we're not here for them.
Yeah. Which was kind of fucked up in and of itself.
Fucking brutal, dude.
You have the one doctor, the pretty much the ultimate good doctor, the doctor, who was like, no, you know, like we said, we're doctors, we can't kill him, blah, blah, blah. And the other guy that was arguing with him at the time about how this guy's the dickhead and the reason why we're here in the first place. And so when the hostages are rescued and everybody's taken out, one of the soldiers just goes, who's this guy? Is he with you? And the dickhead guy goes, he's one of them.
Yeah.
And so the soldier inside looks down, pulls his handgun out, and just shoots him right in the head and
walks
out.
I was like, holy fucking shit.
Nice.
That dude's like pretty important. He's like a pretty big warlord over there.
Right? Like, you probably could have gotten intel out of this guy.
Like, he probably would have told you a lot of shit.
But because nobody knew who he was, and the one dickhead doctor is like,
he's because of him.
He's one of them. They just shoot him.
Dude, one of the fucking forehead is out. Oh my God, dude. I was like, holy shit. Like, because of the, like Joe said, like, all the information you could have got out of that guy, like, he probably would have spilled the beans on Solomon, like, everything. But.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That guy would be singing like a canary.
Yeah, dude. Like a pack of them.
Yeah.
And then, just left them splattered on the walls. Like, holy shit. It was one of those things where they didn't have to. They didn't even show him shoot him. They just you just hear it and you hear like the splat and the fall of the body. I was like, "Holy Christ!" Like,
yeah,
it was ridiculous. I mean, did such a good job. Like I said, the story was amazing, but just like the pacing of the show is unbelievable.
Yeah,
like I almost called it to work the next day. I was like, I don't need to work Saturday.
I'm glad I took this week off. I actually anticipated slowly watching this like I do all of the other Netflix things where I just you know, I watch a couple of episodes because yeah, I know when I'm going to get into it, that I'm really going to love it and want to see more of it. No, man.
Knowing you the way we do, the fact that you knocked that shit out in one day.
Yeah.
Was like, essentially oh, sitting. Wow. Like, because you never do that with anything.
No.
And like with good shit, you fucking, you pace yourself.
Which is incredible. Out.
Mm-hmm. The fact that you, yeah, I was like, okay, well, this must be really good.
So fucking good, fantastic. Man.
And it's partially because I have read a lot of the Tom Clancy books, so there are little things here and there that pop up, you know. You have James Greer, which I was waiting for his backstory, because in the books, he's Admiral Greer. I texted Cody at one point in time. I can't remember which episode it was, but it was... Ryan and James Greer, and you also had the Black Ops guy sitting in the van.
It's probably four, the beginning of four when they're in France, right?
I think so.
Because they're in the back of the armored vehicle from the airport.
Yeah, because I think it was the deployment just after they got attacked at the FOB, the forward operating base inside of the Afghanistan,
Syria.
Syria. Yeah.
So that would have been episode three.
It would have been like episode three or four. Yeah. But he goes, you know, he says, you know, name's Garth. And he's like, oh, you know, something about his cover name. And he goes, yeah, I have one for every region that I go into. And I sat there and I was like, as a fan of Tom Clancy's books, I was like, that's fucking John Clark.
That's fucking would you like John to explain Clark. To the audience?
Who John Clark is? In the Tom Clancy world, in the Jack Ryan world, really, he's essentially the antithesis of Jack Ryan, where Jack Ryan's a straight shooter, good guy. John Clark is this kind of blunt edge, blunt object that just fucking has morals, but he's willing to do shit just to get shit done.
This is like an anti-hero kind of...
Yeah, kind of an anti-hero type of thing. And I was so just like, oh, they're not saying his name. It's got to be for a reason. It's got to be fucking John Clark. You know, I texted Cody. I texted, you know, you guys. And I was like, this has to be John Clark. And I'm looking it up. And all I can find is his name was Mattis or something like that.
Yeah, Mattis.
And after reading some articles, I find out that it is John Clark's character, but because they couldn't use his name due to copyrights. And after talking with Cody, it made sense that John Clark is the leader of Rainbow Six in the Tom Clancy Jack Ryan universe. In the books, they cross paths a bunch of times in different operations. So when Ubisoft now owns essentially the copyright rights to Rainbow Six and the Rainbow Six games, and apparently they've done some live action stuff, which is why they would own the copyright for John Clark. So as I read through this article, the writers or director, I can't remember who it was, or showrunners, that's who it was, said, yes, this is John Clark. We just couldn't essentially use his name. So this is John Clark. This is your Black Ops operative that they said in the next season, we'll get to know him a little bit better. And I'm excited about that because this dude's a fucking badass.
Nice.
And the end of this season exemplifies that in the fact that the main bad guy gets killed at the end. Like, it's fantastic because this thing didn't end with a cliffhanger.
Which they easily could have fucking done. Which they
easily could have. So you essentially, of the four guys at the very end of the movie, three of them get killed, including the leader, Suleiman. The fourth guy gets away, but he kind of gets forgotten about as everything else is tied up, and Greer gets moved off to a different posting in Russia, which could be Cardinal in the Kremlin.
Hard as a fucking rock, dude.
Which was a Tom Clancy novel, one of his earlier ones, for Jack Ryan. You know, they tie everything up there, and then the very last scene is you see Mattis, you know, John Clark Mattis, in some Middle Eastern city, and he's brewing tea, and he's kind of just standing on the balcony, drinks a little bit of tea, and suddenly the one bad guy who got away walks into the room. And you're like, oh, fuck.
They're going to get him. Mm-hmm. I was wrong.
The guy walks in, realized somebody was brewing tea, and you just see Mattis appear out of nowhere behind him, just one shot in the back of the head, starts undoing a silencer or a suppressor, and then fucking walks out.
Nice. No looking around. Anyone hear me? No? Just pack.
Because in the books, that's John Clark. He's a black ops operative that they send in there to clean things up when they need to be cleaned up. And hopefully he'll end up with a small team of people that help him out.
Well, guess who joined season two as a regular cast member?
Ugh.
Mattis.
Yeah.
It was announced that he's full cast member of season two, straight here.
Yeah, the showrunners in the article that I read said that they want to expand upon his role within season two.
And he's only referred to as Mattis everywhere.
Which leads me to hope
that they work a deal.
That they work a deal where they can call him John Clark. That Mattis is just because it would be. It would be a cover name, just like every other name that just he's like
Nomad
used.
And Ace and all those ones.
Yeah. And they're just waiting to see if they can. If they can't, well, whatever. They still just have his name, Mattis, that they can just go by.
Because they can do do the same thing John Clark would have done. They just can't call him John Clark.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I wonder if Mattis has a reason. Like, I wonder if there's like a deep Tom Clancy reason for it.
I tried looking it up, and I couldn't find anything.
I couldn't either.
Yeah.
But that dude's fantastic, though.
Dude, the dude is fantastic, and I wanted to see more of him, especially in that scene where they're laying siege to that the bad guys Suleiman's stronghold. You know, hoping to see more of that there.
I wanted to see such a fucking gunfight, dude. And you just these get fucking nothing. Rainbow Six dudes just murdering everything in sight, not taking a fucking hit.
Yeah.
You know, maybe getting some dirt from a bomb going off, like a grenade going off, but just fucking mowing through these motherfuckers.
You wanted
night.
Exactly the attack on the Ford operating base, but in Syria,
the other way.
But the other way, and it just didn't happen.
And that's the thing too about that Ford operating base is like they get hit by surprise, and that group of motherfuckers who obviously are Mattis's group. I was gonna say John Clark's group. Like that Black Ops, site. Yeah. They murder the fuck out of those dudes.
Oh my god! Right.
I mean, it's like easily 10-1 odds. Mm-hmm. Like they flood these fucking insurgents, just flood this place. And at one point, they fight forward and they get into a fucking armored carrier and start fucking unloading into thing.
An
and
APC,
they're and like they never make it past the gate. Like they come through, nailed. He's fucking running through motherfuckers with this gun and just holes being blown in people.
Nice.
I was like, holy shit. Yeah, it was that part was fucked, dude.
That part was intense, too.
Episode one.
Yeah, right? The way that fucking that one ends with Jack Ryan in the interrogation room with who you find out is actually the head bad guy of everything. Like, they caught him in episode one but didn't know who he was. So the brother comes in to extract him, and they get into a fight. And it just when it looks like the brother's about to get the upper hand on it, Ryan pulls a grenade from
a down soldier
from a down soldier, and is just like, you kill me, and I let we this all go.
It's fucking intense. I was like, is this where he dies, and the rest of the show is just us flashbacking to this moment? Like,
right?
Like, we done fucked up, but we'll work with it. Like,
imagine if they killed off Jack Ryan in the first episode of Jack Ryan.
I'm telling you, man. I was like, he's not actually Jack Ryan.
And then, like,
Ryan,
after, a week later, they're like, we changed the name.
Yeah, that's actually a cover name.
It's like James Bond. It's the name we give somebody.
Jack Ryan. Yeah.
Dude is fucked up. I was like, yo. And, like, if it wasn't for Big Brother stopping him, he would have laced him, too. And, like, they all would have gone up.
Right?
Because, like, they're in this little fucking, metal room. And he's holding a fucking grenade up high in the middle of the room. I was like, oh, yeah, this is bad for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then just watching him shake while trying to put the pin back in as they left. Oh, I was like, yo, you better throw that shit in the hallway.
Right?
Because, fuck, what he couldn't, because he's beat up. He's fucking, he got a slash on his side from a fucking knife. He was choked, damn near to death. It was fucking crazy, dude. He got a butt to the fucking head.
Jesus.
Yeah.
He got parts of his face slammed into a wall. Then he did the little brother, which is fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that little guy up, too. I was like, Jack Ryan, a bad motherfucker. He ain't just bad on a 10 key. This kid can kick ass.
I do also like the scene at the party that he gets begrudgingly invited to at the beginning.
Yeah.
There.
because that was so uncomfortable.
So uncomfortable.
God damn.
Actually, we'll get to the most uncomfortable part in a second here. But yeah, that one where, you know, his old boss is like, because he used to be a stockbroker. He's got a PhD in economics. Jack Ryan does.
Dr. Jack Ryan.
Yeah.
Get it fucking right.
And his old boss is like, you know, so where are things going in the world with economic wise? Like, I have this deal that might be a little, you know, might not work. Or what do you see? And the guy, and Jack Ryan's like, I can't tell you the government secrets because, well, A, I don't know. And B, you know, I work. Because
he works for the State Department.
Yeah, he works for the State Department. That's his cover. But then immediately after that, he's talking. He turns out he's talking to the guy's daughter, calling him an asshole. That's the girl he ends up dating. But a Coast Guard helicopter just flies into the event.
It flies over lands. The party, swoops over the lake, and lands. Everyone's like, what the fuck? And it's all like, like nicely dressed older people. And it's like, there's a band playing in the background and all that stuff, right? And this fucking helicopter just lands right on the fucking grass. And they march right through the fucking crowd like, Dr. Ryan. He goes, they walk over like, you gotta go. He's like,
the other one's like, give me your keys to your car. Why? Yeah. I need to drive it home for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, what the fuck? That's and they dope. Just get to the helicopter and just away. And I was like, that's how you're going to do this, right? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. First, you blow up some little kids with some airplanes. All right. Whatever. I guess that's the way to start. Then this shit, I was like, I'm so fucking in. It's ridiculous.
But the most awkward part is where what's her name still doesn't know that he actually works for the CIA.
Oh, he walks into the fucking room.
So she works for, I can't remember who exactly, but for a hospital that's basically doing research on dangerous diseases and whatnot. And she's specifically, just in luck, one of the experts on Ebola.
Like one of the deadliest strains of Ebola.
And she finds out that a area that they had contained and buried some bodies, there was a containment breach, and a couple of the bodies, or one of the bodies, was taken out. So she reports that
showed up at a hospital in the area, contracted what they thought was Ebola. So they sent her a test for it, and she's like, she kind of put it on the back burner, which is fucked up.
Yeah,
she's like, there's no way. Like, we sealed off that whole fucking area; nobody's getting in there, nothing, right? And then, nope, turns out.
Yeah. So she goes to the CDC. She's like,
Types up an email on her nice surface.
She gets called in for a conference with the some of the higher ups of the Navy, I think the CDC. Like I said, anyway, so they're in the middle of talking, and suddenly Greer and Ryan come walking in, and those two lock eyes and are like, "Oh, this is awkward," because she still thinks he just works for the State Department. Nice. And does logistics, as he just calls it. And so they don't say anything to each other. He refers to her by her name and
by doctor,
doctor, whatever. Doesn't say that he recognizes her or anything. And they interrogate her about how somebody could weaponize Ebola and something and stuff like that. And it's not until after the conference where she's like, "Who are you?"
Yeah, he approaches and always let me explain. She's like, "Can you?"
Yeah,
and I was like,
"This is awkward." I was just like, "Oh,
can I skip this part?"
He's all, "Fuck yeah, I can." Yeah.
He's like, "I'd love to, but I literally can't." It's like, obviously, I don't work for the State Department. She's like, "Well, I don't even know you." I was like, "This is getting rough."
Yeah,
I don't want any more of this.
She's like, "Is this stuff about your dad even true?" And he's like, "Well, yeah, that stuff's true. Yeah, how do I know?"
You don't, man.
I don't have to, because, you know, I'm a good liar. That's my.
Literally my job.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was, he's like, "I'm just an analyst." She goes, "How can I even believe you?" He's like, "You can't." I was like,
Yeah,
you fucking know she can't. This is ridiculous. But then they fuck.
Yeah.
A second time. They fuck before, so it made it super awkward.
Yeah.
Because she had approached him beforehand saying that she doesn't want anything serious because of the jobs they have.
Which I was like, "Oh, it's perfect."
Yeah, I was like, that works out. And then that happens. You're like, she was just putting up a cold front to make sure that she's not going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then she, deep down, she knew she really liked him. But this is where the hurt comes from. And literally a stake of ice just went blink right through it. I was like, this is going to be tough to recover from.
Mm-hmm.
He does a good job, though.
He does.
Then he fucks it again.
Yep.
Dang.
Yeah.
Jack Ryan just be fucking.
Yep.
That's why I want them to call season 2.
Jack Ryan be fucking. Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan.
Be fucking. Not even B-E, just
be fucking. F-U-K-I-N. F-U-K-I-N. No, actually, no. F-U-K-N. Fucking.
Fucking.
Be like fucking.
Like a thirsty text.
Be fucking. That's what it is. Like a buck o chicken.
That is the title for this week's episode, though.
What, Be Fucking?
Or Jack Ryan, Be Fucking?
Tom Clancy's John Ryan, Be Fucking?
Jack Ryan. Right. John Ryan?
Jack Ryan.
You said John Ryan.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Technically, his name is Jonathan, so I'm not fucking wrong.
No.
Look it up. Look at what the character's name is. It's Jonathan.
I never understood Ryan. That.
I don't know how Jack becomes a short for John Jonathan.
It's like Rambo.
That's what John is.
Rambo's real name is John.
Yeah.
That everyone forgets about that.
John Rambo.
John Rambo. J. Rambo.
Yep. What's the J stand for?
I don't know, man. It's
probably just J.
Just fucking.
Just fucking.
One word. Just fucking. Just fucking.
F-U-K-N.
It's fucking. It's J-U-S-F-U-K-N. Just fucking. Yeah, John just fucking Rambo. No, I closed that already.
Good. Before we wrap this up, I will say
Put a bow on it.
I had an issue with it, and I kept asking Cody about it. I know I had an issue with, for some reason, I was only getting stereo audio.
I forgot to look at it again.
This show, when it should have, you would think it would be 5.1 at the very least, yeah. But they announced that this is the first show by Amazon to be, certified for Dolby Atmos.
Oh, shit.
Oh, and I thought it sounded really good. Maybe my system was just like, "Hey, you're getting stereo. Yeah. We're gonna do simulated surround for you." Know?
Yeah,
which is what it does automatically. But I was like, I didn't pay attention. But it sounded delicious.
I'm literally like, "This is awesome!" And I look down and it's like stereo, and I'm like,
no.
"Pause. I want this to be more awesome. I have more speakers for this type of stuff. I want to be literally fucking blown away." So hopefully,
Suleiman's parents.
Next week,
too soon.
Rumors have it that the Apple TV is supposed to be getting will get Dolby Atmos in the next update.
This motherfucker gonna rewatch it, ain't he?
I'm gonna rewatch it.
I was thinking about rewatching it.
I was like, season one, 16 episodes. Why? Because I watched them twice.
Because I watched them twice. Exactly.
I make 16. I know how to do mathes. Anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're right there.
We're right there. We're getting the wrap up single from the producer. That's it for this week's episode of Comes Naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike,
I am Cody, and as usual, you fuckers just came naturally. Just fucking.
Always be fucking.